Good morning and happy Thursday to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, McGroy Nation, coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV. Welcome to Ungoverned. We're also on X and several other platforms as we speak. So good morning to everybody. We got to indict some conspirators today. Brand new information released by Tulsi Gabbard should serve as one of the biggest, it's a big, beautiful nail in the coffin of the bad people. The bad people who pushed the Russia hoax. This is, I don't know if you guys got a chance to read the new emails, but we will put them up for you today. James Clapper, I think. Did we settle on whether or not we can call him the Clap? I know that's an STD, but you know, I'm just saying.
An STD?
The Clap? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's apparently an STD, which, I mean,
yuck.
You know, would make sense if we're talking about him. But this is going to be a huge piece of evidence, or it is a huge piece of evidence. And who knows? Maybe this is part of some of the evidence that the grand jury has seen already. I saw a question about the hurricane, by the way. I think that hurricane is going to stay out to sea. Maybe if we have scorpions. Brennan is channeling the scorpions. Here I am. Da-na, rock you like a hurricane.
That's a good one.
Great song. You know, I've been into some of those, that era, right? You know, it's good music. Now, mm-hmm. It's really not. I'm sorry.
No,
you know, if Sabrina Carpenter is what is, you know, is your jam, fine.
Hey, man. That's how she always.
And I'm just like, yeah, it's just.
Put some of your gut into it.
To me,
you know,
yeah.
I mean?
To me, the music these days is just lacking. You know, it feels like ChatGPT wrote all of it. You know,
we need Toby Keith back.
We need more Toby Keith. We need more, you know, we need more of that.
Yeah.
It's not there. You know, it's not
my
there.
Man.
Anyway, we're going to go through Spygate evidence today. It's the new stuff that was released. The Democrats in Texas have issued demands now. The Democrats, they're not in Texas. They're in, of course, they're in Illinois, right? We also have Greta. Greta's back.
Oh,
Greta.
Buddy.
How dare you? I have an idea for Greta Thunberg.
What is it?
Oh, this should make people real excited. Our chat will probably laugh about it. Save maybe a couple of people who happen to like this guy. But I have an idea with Greta. We'll get to that in a second. Arrest numbers coming in from D.C. Donald Trump's first couple days as Big Daddy in D.C., 103 arrests, including now, apparently last night. Did you hear about this $5 foot long? Did you hear about the we obviously need a Subway sandwich ban. We have to ban assault sandwiches. I made a funny post on X. At least I think it's funny. I know there's a couple of comments that are like, ooh, you make a gay joke. Yes. Yes, I absolutely did. I made a gay joke. And I'm going to make another one in a second. So, you know, if that's not your style, then I don't know. Find another show. We have fun. But there was a Subway sandwich incident in D.C. Apparently, a Customs and Border Protection officer was hit with a Subway sandwich in D.C. last night. Somebody threw it at him. I now hear that Harry Sisson is applying to be a new CBP recruit, since he also loves being hit in the face with footlongs.
Yeah.
Got him! Got him! In there for a call, strike three! Oh, it's in there.
Gay.
For a call, strike. Gay! Why are you gay? Should I call you mister? Right? Should I call you mister? Yes. Got him! We have fun. If you don't like having fun, find another show. I'm sorry.
This is a cucumber.
This is a banana. And they take their leaps. anyway, so that we have that story that there's been a $5 foot long assault in Washington, D.C. Ban assault sandwiches. We are not going to say ban assault footlongs, because that It's gross. Get your mind out of the gutter. Anyway, so we have all that. I want to get to Greta in just a second. We're going to laugh at Greta in just a moment. Before we do all that, I want to talk to you about our friends over at OFP Farms. It's OFPFarms.com. Promo code SHAWN, OFPFarms.com. Explore the wonderful quality of Faith Farm and Freedom products with a special limited time 15% discount on your entire purchase. Take a peek at the lineup from OFP Farms, America's go-to soap company. Because of soaps like this, you say you want a revolution, it's right there. The Revolution Soap, famous for natural ingredients, the skin-loving perks of tallow and goat milk, and a big heart for farm-to-family skincare. And smells like a revolution. Smells like a brand new nation in here. Whether you're looking for gentle skincare or thoughtful gifts, these products bring together expert care and good values to make your daily routine better. Do not miss this chance to enjoy premium products that support your health and ethical choices for the entire family. OFP Farms is the small family farm with big, big, beautiful love. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N. That is OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, for 15% off at checkout. Get some of that soap. Get some of that Goat Kisses lip balm, the best lip balm on the market. OFPFarms.com, promo code S-H-A-W-N. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, for 15% off. Spell it right. You spell it wrong, I'm gonna find out about it. And I'm going to hit you with tariffs.
W for winner.
Yes, W is for winner. Do not forget that. W for winner. Okay, let's take one quick break. Did you see, I don't know if anybody saw this with Greta yesterday. Greta Thunberg is back. Obviously, the climate change grift is not paying anymore. So she's now on to the Free Palestine grift. I figured I'd show you this just to, you know, if you had maybe some, you know, breakfast sausage this morning, not the same type of breakfast sausage that Harry Sisson enjoys. But, you know, if you had some, maybe you feel like throwing up. Maybe you feel like running to the throne room real quick. But I do want to play this. Greta's back. And she's still angry. Take a look.
The world is watching. Free Palestine. Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free, free Palestine.
Free, free, free Palestine.
Okay. Yikes. So there's Greta screeching Free Palestine into the air. I have an idea. I don't know, maybe some folks would be in support of this idea. I think Greta Thunberg and Nick Fuentes should get married.
Oh, and go live in Palestine.
I think they'd make a perfect couple. Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg should marry Nick Fuentes. They're perfect. Think about it. They're perfect for each other.
I like that.
Greta Thunberg should marry Nick Fuentes. They are perfect for each other. Both provide absolutely no substance behind their edginess, right? And both of them are very angry all the time. The only difference is Greta gets out of the house more. Now, the only wild card in this potential matchmaking deal is whether or not Nick is actually a heterosexual, which is currently up for debate. And I think it goes without saying that Greta would wear the pants in the relationship.
She might not be interested in men.
She may not be interested in men either. This may be, you know, we may be trying to...
They may be beards for each other.
Yes. But I think that Nick Fuentes and Greta Thunberg would make a great couple. And it would then prove everything that we say in the woke left and the woke right, shaking hands, and maybe even more. Somebody on X said, if these two procreate, I'm blaming you for this. Mm. So there it is. There it is. There's Emerald. How dare you suggest that union? No. We'll have to sterilize both of them first. We'll have to sterilize both of them first. Okay, I figured I'd have a little bit of fun. Free Palestine! Like, holy moly. Shut up, Greta.
My Celia.
Greta, be quiet. How dare you? Nick Fuentes would be like, stop telling me how dare you. You must be Jewish. I don't know. She's a kind of a manly female. He's an effeminate male. I don't know. Maybe they'll, you know, just... Oh, but no breeding. We're not allowed to have
one too.
There will be no offspring of. I don't know. Maybe he would be Nick Thunberg. I have a feeling he would be the type of guy to take the female's last name.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wimp. Okay. What did someone say in the chat here? Hold on. Who said that? Was it? It was Annette Smith. No, no. It was Lady Liberty Michelle. As if I didn't hate that annoying song enough. I know she's not talking about Toby Keith. Okay. No. We'll get to we're gonna get to this new email from James Clapper in just a second. Before we do that, I want to get to a word from our friends over at Silent. Ladies and gentlemen. this is Silent. Silent.com, SLNT.com/Sean, SHAWN. You know these things right here? I love it. I love my phone. We do a lot of business on it. We have a lot of fun with it. We're on social media doing a lot of trolling with it right here. This right here, though, unfortunately, and fortunately, you know, it's a double-edged sword, is a tracking device. This thing will track you everywhere you go. Tracks me everywhere I go. And that's a good thing sometimes. It's a bad thing sometimes. But it is a tracking device, and there's not too much you can do about it. But let me tell you something. Between government agencies, big tech, corporate data brokers, even cyber criminals, they're all fighting for a piece of your digital footprint, and they don't ask. They just take it. It's right there on your phone. Sometimes they do it without permission. They're not supposed to, but they'll still do it, okay? That is why Silent exists. That is your solution here to stop the tracking. Silent makes Faraday gear that blocks all wireless signals, cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, RFID, and NFC, near-field communications. No signal means no tracking, no remote access, no breadcrumbs. Take that, Hansel and Gretel. Same tech trusted by special operations teams worldwide is used to block signals, avoid surveillance, and secure communications wherever the mission leads. And now that type of technology is available to you to protect your family, to protect your freedom, and to protect your digital footprint. Drop your phone in a Silent Faraday sleeve, and it is off the grid, completely silent, invisible to the outside world. From backpacks to sleeves to crossbodies, Silent patented technology gives you control over your privacy. Take control back in your hands and visit silent.com, SLNT.com/Sean, SHAWN, to save 15% off and free shipping on qualifying orders. That's silent.com/Sean. Protect your rights, secure your data, stay one step ahead, and silence the chaos today. Go to silent.com/SHAWN. All right. Are you ready? Did you guys get a chance to see the new James Clapper email? Listen, I'll say this. A lot of times when they drop these emails, it's a lot of convoluted terminology. It's tough to understand. But this here is so straightforward that I will call it damning. I will call it a bombshell, because of it is explicit. It is explicit. The information in this email that absolutely incriminates, in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of a grand jury, but that remains to be seen, James Clapper. DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, she is the Director of National Intelligence. That is the role that James Clapper played in the second Obama administration. She revealed that James Clapper sought to, quote unquote, compromise normal procedures to rush the Russiagate hoax intelligence report. Remember, there was supposed to be an intelligence report that came out, and Obama said, we need something a little better than that. We need something a little better than this, you know, idea that Russia really didn't play a role. So here is the new email. It's tough to read, but because I got big, beautiful eyes and they read like nobody's ever read before, we're going to get right into it. See, Mike, John, and Jim. This is from, as you can see on your screen, James R. Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, to Mike Rogers, John Brennan, James Comey. That's you! Woo! Oh, we had to get that sneeze out of here. We got allergies.
Huge.
Boom.
Wow.
Mike, John, and Jim. Here we go. That will be Mike Rogers, John Brennan, and Jim Comey. Understand your concern. It is essential that we, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and the ODNI, be on the same. It's essential that we be on the same page. It's essential that we be on the same page, and are all supportive of the report. You hear that? You better support this report if you know what's good for you. In the highest tradition of, quote, that's our story and we're sticking to it. It's our story. What is it that Dan Bongino used to always say about the media, about the left? Do they tell you the story or a story?
Oh, that's good.
Didn't he used to always say that? They're not telling you the story. They're telling you a story, right? They're not telling you the story. They're telling you their story. That's what this email says. It's right there. That's our story, and we're sticking to it. Look at that. This evening, the CIA has provided the NIC, the complete draft generated by the ad hoc fusion cell. We still facilitate as much mutual transparency as possible as we complete the report, but more time is not negotiable. This must be done now, is what they're saying. We may have to compromise on our quote-unquote normal modalities, since we must do this on such a compressed schedule. Compressed schedule? What's the compressed schedule? This email was sent on December 22nd, 2016. What was happening in a month? What was happening in a month, within a month of that date? Donald Trump's inauguration. They needed this report. They needed this report to come out. They needed this report to be authored. They needed this report to be stood behind, essentially. They needed it in such a big way, because if they didn't get it done in time, you would have had Donald Trump taking office and no scandal hanging over there over his head. It says this is one project that has to be a team sport. And James Clapper signs off the email, Jim. Now look at what Mike Rogers says in response. I've just returned from a TDY overseas and been updated on the current status of our efforts to produce a joint product. Now, this is Mike Rogers, who is with the NSA. Okay. I just returned from a TDY overseas and have been updated on the current status of our efforts to produce a joint product related to Russian attribution and intent for the DNC-DCC-C hacks. I know that this activity is on a fast track and that folks have been working very hard to put together a product that can be provided to the president. However, I wanted to reach out to you directly to let you know of some concerns I have with what I'm hearing from my folks. Apparently, the people over at the NSA weren't sold, as you can see in this email. Specifically, I asked my team if they had sufficient access to the underlying intelligence and sufficient time to review that intelligence. On both points, my team raised concerns. They were clear that at the staff level, folks had been forward-leaning and trying to ensure that we have an opportunity to review and weigh in, but I'm concerned that given the expedited nature of this activity, my folks aren't fully comfortable saying that they've had enough time to review, let's get to the second page of this email, all of the intelligence to be absolutely confident in their assessments. To be clear, I'm not saying that we disagree substantively, but I do want to make sure that when we are asked in the future whether we can absolutely stand behind the paper, the intelligence report, that we don't have any reason to hesitate because of the process. So James Clapper is telling everybody, don't worry about the process, don't worry about the rules, don't worry about the standards. Get on board, we have to do this. And Mike Rogers comes out and says, I don't really know if I can get behind this. My team doesn't want to get behind this right now, because if we're asked about it, we don't want to lie. Interesting. He ends it with, I know that you agree that this is something we need to be 100% comfortable with before we present it to the president. We have one chance to get this right, and it is critical that we do so. If the intent is to create an integrated product that is CIA, FBI, NSA jointly authored that we can all defend, we need a process that allows us all to be comfortable. And I'm concerned that we are not there yet. In addition, if NSA is intended to be a co-author of this product, I personally expect to see even the most sensitive evidence related to the conclusion. However, if your intent is to create a CIA only or CIA FBI authored product, then I will stand down on these concerns. I would welcome your thoughts on these points and any adjustments we might make to the process to ensure that we all have the necessary level of confidence in the final assessment. That was from Mike Rogers. And it's important to understand the dates and the times. That was sent on December 22nd, 2016 at 7 a.m. James Clapper, 12 hours later, responded to that and said, I understand your concerns, but F you, essentially. I understand your concerns, but screw you. We all got to get together on this. We all have to agree on this report, even if it means compromising on our standards. It's explicit in these emails. It is explicit in these emails. James Clapper, in my opinion, is screwed. Screwed. Because he's in these emails. It's not. It's no longer speculation from Tulsi Gabbard and some whistleblower saying, hey, yeah, you know, we were told to compromise our standards. James Clapper said, we may have to compromise our standards. We may have to compromise on our normal modalities in response to what Mike Rogers said. Mike Rogers said, hey, I don't really know about this. My team is kind of apprehensive on this. We want to see all the evidence before we can agree to get behind a product like this. And James Clapper said, well, you know what? Tough sugar, honey, iced tea. We're all going to have to make sacrifices. This has to be a team effort. Let's get along to go along and let's all put this report out. James Clapper right there, orchestrating the entire conspiracy. Down to him saying, it has to be the highest tradition of, that's our story, and we're sticking to it. It's your story, but it's not the story. It's your truth, but it's not the truth. And that's where this conspiracy really, I mean, I think with that email alone, James Clapper is nailed to the wall. Now go get him. And I'm not the only one who wants justice in this case. I know all of you do too, right? In the live chat? All of you want to get justice in this case, don't you? But I want to show you something very interesting yesterday from Donald Trump's remarks at the Kennedy Center. It's not just us anymore who are the only ones who want justice. Listen to Donald Trump and what he said when asked about this whole investigation.
I'm great, actually. We had the Russia. I had to go through the Russia hoax. And it was a strain on the relationship. I actually told him, I said, you know, they got this phony investigation going on. Russia. Totally phony. Created by Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and Hillary Clinton and the whole group of them. And it made it very dangerous for our country because I was unable to really deal with Russia the way we should have been. I'm looking at Pam because I hope something's going to be done about it. These people put our country at great danger. And Adam Schiff, it was all made up. It was a hoax. The Mueller report came out. They all hated me. They had 18 Trump haters. And they said I did nothing wrong. They couldn't find anything after years of investigation. It was all a hoax. It was a hoax created by the Democrats, but in particular Schiff and Crooked Hillary, the whole group. And now we've learned all the stuff that's come out over the last 2 months is incredible through intelligence. And hopefully something's going to happen with it. These are people that put our country in danger, in real danger. I want to thank you all very much. Thank you very much.
You heard what he said? Did you catch it? I'm looking at Pam because I hope something's going to be done about it. Pam Bondi, put on notice. This is it, I think, for Trump. This is it. Think about what this Russia case did to Trump over the last decade. It's been a decade of false ties to Russia. If Pam Bondi, and I'm not saying she's going to screw it up. I'm saying if she screws it up, I think she's gone. I think this case means more to Trump than any other case. You can argue whether or not that's right, that's wrong, whether Trump has his, you know, priorities in the wrong spots. That's up for debate. I think the Russia case means the most to Trump out of all of these things that are going on right now. All of them. Okay? I think the Russia case is the most important case that Donald Trump wants to see pursued until the very end. I know he doesn't like Letitia James. I know he doesn't like Adam Schiff. I know he doesn't like, but I'm going to, I think the Russia case, if Pam Bondi does not do something, does not at least indict these people, Clapper, Comey, John Brennan, maybe Hillary, maybe Schiff, but those three at the very least, Clapper, Comey, and John Brennan, if she doesn't go after them, there's enough there. There's no question. If Bondi and the Department of Justice kicks the can down the road and doesn't go after these people, I think she's gone. I would have fired her already because of the bad press that she brought on the administration because of the Epstein botchery, right? Because of the Epstein files that were absolutely just mishandled beyond belief. I would have fired Bondi already over that. The amount of bad PR that she exposed the administration to over Epstein, to me, I would have said, you know what? This just isn't a good fit. Go do something else. Donald Trump has a little bit more patience than I do. I happen to believe that if she fumbles the Russia case, it's over. And these comments echo that. Again, I'll play them for you. These comments, I believe, show you that if she fumbles the Russia case, she's out.
Great, actually. We had the Russia. I had to go through the Russia hoax. And it was a strain on the relationship. I actually told them, I said, you know, they got this phony investigation going on, Russia, totally phony, created by Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and Hillary Clinton and the whole group of them. And it made it very dangerous for our country because I was unable to really deal with Russia the way we should have been. I'm looking at Pam because I hope something's going to be done about it.
So Pam has officially been put on notice in public. And I don't think that means that Donald Trump is impatient about there not being arrests yet. I think he's just saying, look, we've got a lot of information. We know what we've got to do. We've got a grand jury. Now we've got to follow through, right? Now we've got to follow through and we have to levy consequences. We have to put these people, hold these people accountable for what they did, for this conspiracy that they concocted before Donald Trump even took office that has hung over his head for the last decade wrongly. There were no ties to Russia. There was no Russian collusion. There was no, you know, Trump and his people are compromised by Putin and by, you know, the Kremlin and all this. All of that was fake. All of that was fake in an attempt to overturn the 2016 election and then influence every single election that Donald Trump was involved in going forward, which it successfully, in a way, did. It influenced the 2018 election, the midterms. We know that because, I mean, the majority of Democrats who ran and won seats in that cycle, in that blue wave cycle of 2018, the majority of Democrats ran on impeaching him over the Russiagate scandal, right? They ran on impeaching him over the Russia scandal. So they won their seats promising that they would deliver on things that were fake. Fake. They did it in 2020 when they attempted to debunk the Hunter Biden laptop by calling it Russian disinformation. They dragged that out into 2022. So they used it in four straight cycles, 16, 18, 20, and 22. And they're still using it now. Anytime you hear them say Trump is Putin's, you know, puppet and he's soft on Russia, every single time that you hear them say that, it is a callback to this initial conspiracy that was concocted by Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Clapper, John Brennan, and James Comey. So there better be consequences. And I don't know if you're going to see consequences for Obama. They're going to use the immunity defense, but nobody else has that luxury. Clapper, John Brennan, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, and on down the line, they don't have that luxury. There needs to be consequences, or the deep state, the steady state, the silent state, the dark state, the light state, whatever you want to call it, they're just going to do it again. Lack of consequences sets the precedent that what you're doing is okay. That was not okay. And I thought it was interesting that Donald Trump publicly said, I'm looking at Pam and I hope something's going to be done about it. Kind of, you know, I would say kind of putting her on notice. Not in a nasty way. Not that he's unhappy with current progress. I think he's happy with progress. I think he's saying, good job up to now, follow through. And I think we're all right there with him, aren't we? We're all right there with him. All right. Let's get to a word from our friends over at My Patriot Supply, and then we will get to the crazy demands that the Texas Democrats are making. Can you believe this? They left the state. Now they're making demands for them to come back into the state. What a mess. Just, you know, these people, and I've been dealing with this for the last 2 days on X. They're like, it's not, Republicans aren't playing to win. They're cheating. Oh, they're cheating. So then do you also cheat when you gerrymander? They're like, no, because we do it after the census. How is doing it outside of the census cycle cheating? Can you show me the line in the Constitution that mandates that every state must redraw congressional maps? That they must draw congressional maps only within the census cycle, the 10-year cycle? Where's that line in the Constitution? Someone cue the Jeopardy music. You know why? Because it's not there. It's not there. It's not cheating. Is it abnormal? Yeah, it's off cycle. Fine. It's not cheating. They're perfectly allowed to do it. They're perfectly allowed to do it. This is not a banned practice. It's not cheating. You know what is cheating? What people in Michigan were arrested for. Democrats in Michigan were arrested for. That thing they say never happens. They were forging mail-in ballots. I thought that was a conspiracy. I thought that never happened.
Ooh.
That case in Bridgeport that we reported on a couple years ago. Where there was a mayoral race in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and they had to redo the race because they caught people stuffing ballot boxes. Turns out both sides were stuffing the boxes, and they were both cheating, and one side just happened to have cheated better than the other.
Oh, wow.
I thought it never happens. Both sides of the Democrat Party primary were cheating? Come on. I thought it never happens. All right. Anyway, let's get to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned, the name of our show. Folks, this summer is not just hot. It is historic. So hot. I can't take it. I'm ready for it not to be so hot. Huh. Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high. It's not slowing down. Towns are underwater. Roads are washed out. In every crisis zone, you see the same scene. Crowds are standing in line waiting. What are they waiting for? They're waiting for food. They're waiting for water. They're waiting for help to arrive. They're waiting for somebody to show up and save them. They're told, don't worry, help is on the way. But I got to ask you a question. What if help's not on the way? Or what if help takes too long? What if it takes days? What if help doesn't come at all? You think the system is built to protect you. The problem is they can't even handle one crisis, let alone dozens of them happening at the same time. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be caught with my pants down, empty-handed. Right now, My Patriot Supply is helping you solve that problem. They're giving away 4 weeks of free food. 4 weeks of free food, 2,000 calories a day, 25-year shelf life. When you buy the three-month emergency food kit, you get a fourth month for free. Claim your free four-week kit today at MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. That is MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. Check it out. Three-month emergency food kit, free month on top of that, all for a very affordable, good deal, $700 to be set. For 4 months out of the year, 25-year shelf life, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories a day. This is the way to prepare. Do it with MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. It's MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. Next up, our friends over at Armor Colostrum. That's not Armor Colostrum. We are all over the place today. I think this headache is about to get much, much worse today, which is bad because I've got a speaking engagement later today. TryArmor.com/LFATV. That is TryArmor.com/LFATV. This is Armor Colostrum. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we're always on the lookout for ways to strengthen our immunity, gut health, improve our fitness and metabolism, enhance your skin and hair radiance. That is what Armor Colostrum can do for you and more. Folks, colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life. It contains all the essential nutrients that our bodies need in order to thrive. The problem is we stop receiving it after we're babies. We shouldn't stop receiving it. We should continue to take it. That's what Armor Colostrum can do for you and more. Can help you reactivate your hair growth and help your skin glow. Can fortify your gut health and ignite your metabolism. And it can fuel your fitness, performance, and recovery. Check it out at TryArmor.com/LFATV. TryArmor.com/LFATV. TryArmor.com/LFATV for 15% off of your first order. That's TryArmor.com/LFATV. For 15% off of your first order. This is like my third or fourth day in a row where I'm not drinking tea in the morning. And it's not because I don't like the tea. It's just, it's so hot, and the tea is hot, and that just makes me sweat even more. So we have to wait until it cools off a little bit. All right, here we go. Let's move on to this now. The lame Texas Democrats, the runaways. Runaway. Da, 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 runaway. That's the One Republic song. Bon Jovi's first single, I believe, was Runaway. Now he's like woke, which is a shame because his music is good. Texas Democrats issue laughable demands. Greg Abbott responded with laughing emojis online. Adam Schwager on X said that the Texas House Democrats will issue demands for a second special session on Friday. Greg Abbott can choose to govern for Texas families, or he can keep serving Trump and face the consequences we've unleashed nationwide. Texas House Democrats refused to give him quorum to pass his racist maps. Oh, of course, the maps. How can a map be racist? How can a map be racist? Right? How is that possible? How is it possible for a map itself to be... A map can't be racist. This is so stupid. It's so stupid. Now, I saw people online yesterday, once again, and I like these people, and I'm not going to name them because I like these people. But can we go back to last Monday's show? This is 10 days ago at this point, 11 days ago, I think, at this point. 11 days ago at this point. Can we go back to Monday's show when I talked about what was going to happen in Texas with the derelict Democrats? Because the reason why I did a show like I did last Monday, where I said, don't get your hopes up with these arrests, don't get your hopes up with the vacating of the seats, is because I didn't want a week and a half later for people on the internet to be like, ah, nothing's happening again. You've got to know, and some of these people consider themselves journalists. I don't consider myself a journalist. I'm just saying. I consider myself a commentator, a content creator, sometimes a provocateur, right? I don't consider myself a journalist. Do your mother effing research before you rile people up and get them crazy. I get it. When you're truthful, when you're not as sensational, I get it. You don't get the clicks. I get it. You need the clicks to survive. But please, please, for the love of the whole space and our, as a movement, credibility, do just a modicum of research before you rile people up. Because that's what I did. Last Monday, I told everybody, these arrest warrants are civil warrants. They cannot go into Illinois and drag people out of Illinois and bring them back to the House of Representatives, the Texas State House in the state of Texas. They are civil warrants. They cannot be enforced in another state. I told everybody this, and nobody, except for our chat, listened. Nobody. I see people online. How come they haven't arrested people yet? The GOP is soft. They can't do anything. I said this. But because it wasn't, there we go, accountability, here, we're going to arrest them and put them in jail, it was ignored. The truth cannot be ignored, folks. And it brings me to this story. An Illinois judge denied Ken Paxton's request to enforce the civil arrest warrants against the derelict Democrats in Illinois. Would you like to take a guess as, and that's, by the way, I don't like these judges, but this is the right ruling. And out of state, now they could have ruled and said, yeah, we'll enforce it. But they didn't because they don't have to, because they're not criminal warrants. People are like, oh, there's been no arrests and nobody has lost their seat yet. Yes, I told, we've been through this already. The process by which Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton can vacate the seats of the derelict Democrats in Texas is called quo warranto. It has never been successfully used to remove a state representative in the past. Never. Not once. Not once. It has only been used in the state of Texas to fix some elections and electoral issues that got a little messy. It's never been used to remove a state representative. Never. It is never, meaning the word is, the legal word, unprecedented. So when something is unprecedented, it takes even longer to go through the courts than something that is precedented. Of course nobody has lost their seats yet. It's been a week. I swear, and I know some of these people have the best intentions, which is why I am doing my best not to name them. But they have gotten thousands of people on social media riled up with expectations that were never realistic, ever. Ever. And that's the worst part, because now you've got people dejected over something that was impossible. It was not possible for Greg Abbott to get out in front of a camera like Harry Potter, wave a magic wand, cast a spell, vacate the seats, and call a special election in a week. That's not how the world works. Learn a freaking thing or two about the process. Or sell yourself out for clicks and rile people up. Because in a year or two, when people realize that you've been full of sugar, honey, iced tea, you're going to have no platform. But it's going to make all of us look bad. You're just like this person. You're just like that. They were civil arrests. They cannot be enforced out of state. Cannot. And they cannot be vacated because Greg Abbott or Ken Paxton said so. Paxton is pursuing quo warranto in the courts. This is not something that's going to take 10 days to resolve. And it bothers me because we had that information for you on Monday. And everybody who watched this show on Monday was not misled. But it bothers me when I see it. Because do you know what I did? I'm going to give you a little secret on how I got the information. I have a secret source. Guys, I went on ChatGPT. And I asked, what is the process by which the governor and the attorney general can vacate these seats? What is the process? Can he do it unilaterally? And ChatGPT said back to me, no, it's not unilateral. It's a process called quo warranto. And I asked, has it been done before? And it said, no. And linked me to sources of reporting on when it was used the last time. And I said, is the arrest warrant, is this a criminal warrant? Can this be enforced out of state? That's all I did. And I made sure the sources that it was giving me were real, you know, good sources. There wasn't some slapstick. That's all I did. It's not hard. It's not hard. And every single time I said, don't get your hopes up about it, it was like, no. Not sensational enough. Bothers me. There's nothing that bothers me more than that. It's like the drones. We put the truth out about the drones a gazillion times. People still think. They still think that there's a nuclear bomb missing in the United States. The Candace Owens lawsuit. People think it's dropped because somebody misinterpreted a Western Journal headline. They're like, oh no, they dropped it. I said, no, they didn't. Candace is talking about it. Why would you be talking about it if it's dropped? When the truth is as easily accessible to us as it is in these cases, and it is just not pursued by people who call themselves journalists, it really bothers me. It really bothers me. All right. I wanted to put this out there. We knew this was coming. Now, if bribery charges are brought, criminal bribery charges, as Greg Abbott, Ken Paxton say they're looking into, if those charges are brought, which is going to take a long time to get those indictments as well, then those warrants can be enforced out of state because they'd be criminal warrants. Even if the derelict Democrats come back to Texas on public property and they are located by the sergeant at arms and his deputies, okay? They're not being put in handcuffs. They're not being perp walked. They're getting a glorified escort back to the Texas State House. That's all. That information's out there for everybody. Why people refuse to ignore, oh, nothing's happened yet. This is, I'm like, whoa. Of course nothing happened yet, because what you're riling people up to expect to happen can't happen. Okay. All right, let's move on. Speaking of arrests, this is good news, though. The White House is touting 103 D.C. arrests in 1 week. after the Making D.C. Safe Again executive order. What do we call it? Operation Big Balls. Operation Big Beautiful Balls. You know that? Big Beautiful Balls. Right here, Tuesday saw 1,450 law enforcement officials sweeping the streets of Washington, D.C., including 30 National Guard troops and 750 uniformed D.C. police officers. Since August 7th, law enforcement officials in Washington, D.C. have arrested over 100 people. This comes as President Trump has taken action to crack down on crime in the nation's capital. As of yesterday morning, law enforcement officials have arrested 103 people, 43 of whom were arrested on Tuesday, a White House official told Fox News. In the early hours of August 7th, some federal law enforcement began to be deployed to Washington, including from the FBI Department, the FBI, the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, and Homeland Security Investigations. In March, Trump signed an EO titled Making the District of Columbia Safe and Beautiful, which aims to make the District of Columbia safe, beautiful, and prosperous by preventing crime, punishing criminals, preserving order, protecting our revered American monuments, and promoting beautification and the preservation of our history and heritage. White House spokeswoman Taylor Rogers told the outlet, President Trump's bold leadership is quickly making our nation's capital safer. In less than 1 week, over 100 violent criminals have already been arrested and taken off the streets in Washington, D.C. Now, wait for the Democrats to take these inflated arrest statistics and say, look, more crime. Look at how much more. It's more crime. More crime. No. No. Not more crime. More criminals being caught. Not more crime. Difference. Wait for the Democrats to start skewing those numbers. That is coming. I can tell you that almost for a fact that they're going to try and manipulate the numbers that way. All right, quick break. Then I have an update from ICE. We've got names to read. I know everyone loves when we read names of these bad hombres who were arrested by ICE. So we've got names to read. We're going to get to names. We'll do that in a second. We got PatriotMobile.com. This is PatriotMobile.com/FARASH. Folks, I realize that there are many choices when it comes to who you choose for your cell phone service, and there are new ones popping up all over the place. But here's the truth. There's only one that boldly stands in the gap for every American that believes that freedom is worth fighting for, and that is Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. For more than 12 years, Patriot Mobile has been on the front lines fighting for our God-given rights and freedoms while also providing exceptional nationwide cell phone service with access to all three of the major networks. Don't just take my word for it. We've got folks in our chat who have Patriot Mobile. You can also ask the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have made the switch and are now supporting causes that they believe in simply by joining Patriot Mobile to be their wireless provider. Switching is easier than ever. You can activate in minutes from the comfort of your own home, keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade to something even better when you switch to Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile's all U.S.-based support team is standing by to take care of you. Call 972-PATRIOT today or go to patriotmobile.com/Farish, F-A-R-A-S-H. That is patriotmobile.com/Farish or 972-PATRIOT, promo code Farish. Make the switch today, patriotmobile.com/Farish or 972-PATRIOT, promo code Farish, F-A-R-A-S-H. For a free month of service, patriotmobile.com/Farish. Okay, let's get to this. We'll do some names. Maybe we'll do a little weather, shall we? You know, I heard people asking questions about the hurricane. Maybe we'll do a little weather at the end. Make sure this thing isn't going to be a problem. Tropical Storm Erin is the name. All right, ICE agents arrest illegal alien convicted killers, child abusers, and rapists. Let's do some names, shall we? I know we love the names. Don't we love the names? All right. On the same day, an illegal alien MS-13 gang member was sentenced to life in prison without parole for raping and murdering Rachel Morin, a mother of five children in Maryland. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE, baby. Bung, 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 dung, dung. Agents arrested convicted killers, child abusers, and rapists. Just yesterday, Rachel Morin's murderer, an illegal alien from El Salvador, was convicted and sentenced to life in prison without parole. The same day, ICE arrested a murderer, pedophiles, and sexual predators, the Department of Homeland Security's Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. They did a bunch of arrests of illegal aliens, including MS-13 crackdowns on Long Island recently. Among those illegal aliens arrested by ICE agents are 69-year-old Gabriel Figuerosa Gama, of Mexico and 50-year-old Rodolfo Sagastume Avalos of Guatemala. Figueroa Gama has been convicted of murder in the sanctuary city of Chicago, Illinois, while Sagastume Avalos has been convicted of murder intention in the sanctuary state of New York. ICE agents also arrested 24-year-old, this is a good one. You would think I made this one up. 24-year-old Francisco Perez Gonzalez of Guatemala, who has been convicted of sodomy by force in the sanctuary state of California, and 42-year-old Juan Carlos Albardo Reyes of Honduras, that's a four-bagger, who has been convicted of aggravated assault of a child in Harris County, Texas. Here comes another big one. Luis Galavis de la Rosa, a 30-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, was arrested by ICE agents in Queens, New York City, a sanctuary jurisdiction, after having been convicted of robbery and criminal possession of a weapon. More bad hombres. Out of here. Adios, amigos. Afuera. Afuera. Get them out. Get them out. Right, Heather from Kansas City? Afuera. Afuera. Okay. Is somebody being mean?
Yeah.
Who?
Alex Ann or something like that.
Oh, what was? What is she saying?
Calling you naive. You can't be serious. All that blah, 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 blah.
Who's behind everything? Oh, is this one of these people who, is this a Q person?
I have no idea. Sometimes he knows nice, everything.
He's been
not.
Waiting for four long
Sean,
years.
Sean, stop being naive. Trump and Bondi were very good actors. Pam is his favorite. He knows every step she takes.
Oh.
Are you so naive to think he doesn't actors. Know all about the blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Blah.
Yeah. Got it.
I'm just trying to ignore.
Okay.
Because all it wants is attention.
Is that it sounds almost Q-y. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Is that Q-y? Where we go when we go on? Okay, we'll see. Weather. Somebody asked a question about it earlier in the day, so I do want to jump over to this for a second. Tropical Storm Erin. We've been talking about this storm for quite some time. Tropical Storm Erin is in the Atlantic right now. The latest European model brought it very, very close to the Outer Banks of the Carolinas. In a few days, about 3 days, it's going to be in the Caribbean, out by the Bahamas. And according to the overnight European model, which is the most accurate, this is supposed to come very close to the Carolinas, but the whole thing, including the eye, will stay out to sea. This is a surface map projection from the European model. So you can see right here on your screen, the L, this guy right there, that is Tropical Storm Erin. And this is valid 7 a.m. August 19th. So in 5 days, this storm should be churning right over here, just, you know, to the east of Florida, the east of the Bahamas out here. And you can see where it tracks. It gets up close and then it gets bounced out to sea, and it will wind up being a fish storm. This actually may wind up impacting the UK, as a matter of fact. But you can see it kind of stalls there and then gets picked up and out to sea it goes on a recurve. So hopefully that is what happens. Hopefully we avoid worst case scenarios and bad impacts over in the Carolinas. You will probably see beach erosion, some rough tides, some rip tides, all up and down the East Coast. But I do think as of right now, the threat level of a landfall is very, very low. So let's see what happens. We'll keep an eye on that. The watchful eye is out. And then we'll keep an eye, obviously, on the tropics as the season rolls on. What I am excited about, let's see. I'm not saying this is what's going to happen. I'm saying if it does happen, I know exactly what I'm going to do. If there are no U.S. hurricane landfalls this year, specifically in the Gulf of America, we're going to get Donald Trump taking credit for it. Yeah, I named it the Gulf of America. We kept all the hurricanes away. We shut the border down even for the weather. I talked to my friends, the Jewish people, and they said, we're not going to send hurricanes your way. Now, maybe we won't go that far. But we'll see what happens if there's no storm. Finally, ICE is opening a new detention center in Colorado as more states are now agreeing to open up. And in this case, Colorado didn't really have a say in the matter because this was a private prison that was closed and is now being reopened and basically given to ICE. But these detention centers are popping up all over the country now, which is a great thing. You know, we said yesterday 1.6 million illegal aliens have left the country, whether it's been by self-deportation or forced deportation, in the first 7 months. That's an average of 230,000 a month, which would pan out to being around 11 million illegal aliens deported if the pace stays level over the course of Trump's entire four-year term, which is pretty darn good, right? It's about half of what we needed, and you would think, you know, Vance being your next president, if that's what happens, those policies would continue. And also consider this, the fact that no new ones are being released into the country, it's really going to chop that population of illegal aliens down significantly. If it's only that 11 million, I'm thinking there's going to be more than just that 11 million. But these moves now by these private prisons who have closed and are now giving their facilities to ICE for mass deportations and detentions is going to help. It's definitely going to help because as these, now there are still, I want to be very clear about something. There are still border crossings, okay? There are still encounters on the southern border. But what's happening is the folks who are being encountered and caught on the southern border are not being released into the country. Now, those border crossings are at a 95% decrease as well because people know if they get caught, they're not getting released. But there are still crossings. But those people are being detained and we now need room to keep them somewhere, to detain them as they're processed and sent back out of the country. That's what the Mason Jar, the Volunteer Vault in Tennessee is going to do, the Speedway Slammer in Indiana, Alligator Alcatraz in Florida, now this Rocky Mountain Roundup, I guess, in Colorado is going to try to accomplish as well. So keep up the deportations. We love ICE. And we want to see more and more deportations as time goes on.
Adios.
All right, Jeremy Harrell is coming up next here on LFA TV. Rumble.com/LFA TV is home base. Hit that thumbs up button wherever you're watching, whether you're watching on Rumble or any other platform. And I do know for a fact now that if you are watching on Roku on the Rumble app, you can hit the thumbs up button as long as you're logged into your Roku, your Rumble account on Roku.
I think Wanda's been telling us.
I did that yesterday two days ago on Michael Patrick Leahy's new documentary about Richard Nixon, which I would say go to warroom.film and check that out. How the Deep State took down Richard Nixon. It is phenomenal by our friend Michael Patrick Leahy. Jeremy Harrell up next. Head over to the LFA TV store before Jeremy comes on to let him know that you ordered something from the LFA TV website, lfatv.us, lfatv.us, lfatv.us. He will be carrying Donald Trump's remarks from, I don't know where he's going to be, 1 o'clock though, on Jeremy's show. He is here for the next 3 hours, so make sure that you jump in on that as well. Get in while the getting's good. As President Trump would say, we will never give up. We will never give in. We will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you for watching and listening. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We're back tomorrow with calls. I'm on PHT before the show. Have a great Thursday. And in the words of John Fetterman, good night, everybody. Bang, gavel, and thank you for your attention to this matter.